still am in shock that I did that. I just can't believe that I did that. I am such an idiot.
This is part three. I've talked about Live Little. I've talked about random nonsense that you may or may not care about. So now I'm going to talk about the Tour Championship. I'm going to talk about actual golf. No Live. Oh, bless me. No Live, just golf. Scotty, I hope I have nothing to say about the Tour Championship. I don't really care who wins. It all feels so pointless now. I guess that's what I have to say. I do say that after a few years of this format, this will be my take. I would like the format to go back to, oh, you'll find out after commercial what I think about the format. Commercial. I would like the format to go back to the original, and I've been an F1 fan for a while. I'm like back heavily into it. Spa this weekend is dope. Very excited. And you think about last year with F1. Obviously there was like it coincided nicely and they fixed it. They rigged the whole thing to make it so that the winner of that race would be the championship winner, and they rigged like a little one lap shootout for that. But in a general Formula One season, a non-rigged one, the last race is its own separate entity. And you have teams trying to, you know, get a podium. You have teams trying to win. And then on the side, there's Constructors' Championships going on. There's the Drivers' Championship could still be going on, regardless of who wins the race. And, yeah, it might be nice for, like, the lowest common denominator fan, which in the last month we've seen that there are a lot of, but it might be nice for them to just turn on the TV and look at a leaderboard and be like, oh, okay, that guy is going to win the FedEx Cup. But it can still be, I think the general fan would appreciate someone winning the Tour Championship and also like having another board to check in on every half hour where it's like, all right, these two birdies could mean this many points in the standings. The points system in general has to be overhauled as well. I know there's more than 22 guys, which makes it a lot harder than F1, but like there's decimal points in this thing, which is like so dumb. Like Scottie Scheffler is number one with 4,206 points. That all feels so meaningless. With that many points, there's not that many events where you could rack up 4,000 points. That just feels so stupid. It should just make it like 50. Sorry, I'm getting these DM texts again. I'm kind of hot this week. And I guess for players, maybe it is a little easier. You just have to look at one leaderboard and know, like, okay, I'm two back of the Tour Championship. That's all that matters. Rather than like, okay, if I make par here, I'll slide into fourth spot versus if I make birdie here, I could be 10 points behind the lead. I guess that's a little more confusing, but it felt like this was a move to make it easier for the fan. And maybe I'm overestimating the power of the fan here, but I do think there are less stupid people than the Tour thinks. And I think they're finding that out for a lot of reasons right now. And this was probably the most coherent episode, which is kind of boring, and I don't know. I hope you listen to the ads, or if anyone else has another way for me to make side revenue, that'd be awesome. Please contact me with any ad opportunities. Patrick Reed, Liv, MBS, I don't care who you are. I'm in a point where if you will pay me to do something legally, I'll do it right now. So that's what we'll end on for part three of this series. And I will have more to talk about next week for sure, because I financially have to.